Climate and sustainability.
And good afternoon to you, Kevin James. All the best for the new year, my friend.
Yes, Ernest. Happy New Year to you and your team as well. And let's have a bright green year this year to see how it goes. Should be a cracker.
Absolutely, it should be. Let's get straight into it, Kevin. Arctic explorer Eric Lassen describes in his new book how different and more difficult Arctic expeditions are becoming as a result of the melting and thinning ice, sea ice that is, after reaching the pole for perhaps the third and last time. Why is this?
So, this is an interesting story, Ernest. Quite scary, and I have to say quite sad. Larson and his partner, Ryan Waters, they just, in 2014, trekked 480 nautical miles to the North Pole, believing that, also at the time, that he may be the last person to complete the journey. And he covers this in his book quite clearly. The book is called On Thin Ice, An Epic Final Quest into the Melting Arctic. Mm. Now, for the listeners' benefit, just so we understand what's happening there, there is no land mass in the North Pole, just millions of square miles of sea ice that is really shrinking each year, becoming smaller as a mass. And the thing with the Arctic expeditions, though, is it's not so much about the shrinking ice, but rather the depleted quality of the ice. So it used to be very thick, strong, multi-year ice, build-ups over years and years, but now it's thin, unpredictable, new ice. And all of the ice that was previously held together is now spreading apart. So it's very difficult to navigate on feet and by sled. So when I say they trekked, I really do mean they skied, walked, and swam the distance, because they're firstly unsupported, so they're lugging all their supplies with them on sleds, walking on bobbing ice cubes, as he describes it, like it's in a cocktail, ice cubes in a cocktail, and often falling in the water in sub-zero temperatures. And they took about 53 days to make the journey. So what's happening at Ernest, is that the more the ice melts, the more the ice melts, really. What I mean by that is, as sea ice melts, its reflective surface is replaced with dark ocean water, which then attracts more solar radiation and absorbs more heat, which melts even more ice. So it's a downward spiral, if you want to call it. Also, don't forget that the world's oceans, as we know, are warming as well, just like the rest of the planet, which is causing more melting. So the jury is out as to whether Ryan and Larson, who number 46 and 47th journey to the North Pole, happened in 2014, before that in 2010 as well. So they've been three times. So they've seen the depletion happen over the last 6 years. And well, in fact, it might be the last unsupported expedition. Is Sebastian Copeland, another Arctic explorer and photographer, is set to leave next month for his unsupported trek, and he's calling it the last great trek. So, Ernest, we spoke last year of the casualties to climate change, the Great Barrier Reef, which really isn't so great anymore. Mm-hmm. And now we're witnessing the last demise of the once pristine ice wilderness. Ernest, the world is changing fast, and we really do need to wake up, because we're going to see more and more of this.
Yeah, sadly so, Kevin.